Chuka, it says by Shri Yain to say Chuka Salem, and Mechusa Begodim it says Kuna Luchuka Salem, or Vechitzas Yad Regal Ksiv it says Voislam Luchuka Salem. See how the Xer Shavi to teach us that they're all Mechal of the Avoida. So I'm learning this Pasha Postig by Mechusa Begodim, I have this Xer Shavi over here. So one says no. Only on an avodah that a zayar, if he does it, will be chayiv misa. Because in this process it also talks about misa. And we know a zayar is only chayiv misa for zrika and for the aktorah. If so, you learn out from this process maybe a mechusa begodim is only possible for the avodah zrika and aktorah. I would not know shchita and kabbalah. I will avoid the day in Zarchai Vula Misei Maloi Kamash Malon. That's why I need the other folks to teach us know that on any type of Mechus Begodim, on any one of the Dalar Avoidus, if the Kohen does the Avoidah without wearing his special Begodim, he's Mechalol the Avoidah. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yud Ches Amar Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the Shailom, how do we know that Mechus Begodim is Apostle makes the pool in the Avoidah. The Mishnah said, Mechusa Begodim. So first thing will be full enough in the Apostle, Bechagartum, Meisam Avneit, Kunaschem, Lechuk Aselam, that we dash in a Kohen is only called a Kohen, this man is wearing his Begodim. Without his Begodim, is considered like a Zar, and therefore we have Sukkim ready that a Zar is Mechal of the Avoidah. The next man, the Yom, learned out from the Apostle of Yain Beshecher Al-Tesh, and we had a Gzeri Shavah of chuka chuka l'gzera shava. That's what we're holding now. So the question is, the question is, what do we need the first pasuk for? We have the second limud here from chuka chuka. So Maran says, no, I may have to learn out from this gzera shava of chuka chuka. It says the word chuka by shui yayin. It says the word chuka by mechusa begodim. It says the word chuka by v'chitz yad v'rego. Have a mind, what I thought to say, Hani Miluan is supposed to talk about Avoida the Zar Chayiv Ola Misa. Only such an Avoida, if the Zar does it, is Chayiv Misa for it. Which Rashi says, these are Arab Avoidas, there are four Avoidas that if the Zar does, is Chayiv Misa. And that's Riko, Vihak Torah, Vinisachamayim, Viyayayim. But the gate to our Dalar Avoidas, it's only Bishaz Riko, that's all. Not Bishaz Chita, not Bishaz Haktorah, not Bishaz Kabbalah, and Alocha. Yeah, more and Yuma learns out. And how do we know this? Because it says in this pasuk, "V'yachim eloi moy v'loy semusu, they should not die." So if learning it all out from this pasuk, it could this gzera shavu chuk chuk will only tell you on these avoidus of haktorah zrika true. Since the zaris chayiv misa, who adin will be posel the avoidum if you mechus to the godim if you shu yayin. I'll call upon him by the other avoiders of Kabbalah, Veloch, and Zrika, that a Zara is not Chayiv Misa. Here I would not know if a Kohen is not wearing his Begodim, he's Mechal the Avoida. As the Gemara says, Ime Yosno, Vemin Hanin Milu Yavoidis, the Zara Chayiv Ola Misa. Avol Avoida, the Enzar Chayiv Ola Misa Emeloi, maybe on these avoiders of Shechita of Kabbalah, and Elocho, that if a Zara does it, he's not Chayiv Misa. Who adin if a Kohen does these avoidas without wearing his begodim, maybe he's not mochel the avoido. Kamash Mulan, that's what I need the first poster to tell us. Teach us that no, that if a Kohen is not wearing his begodim, his mam is considered like a zar. And if a zar does the avoida, we have spoken before that he's mechal the avoida and all the avoidas. That's why we need this first limud to teach us that a Kohen without his begodim is considered like a zar. Most is true. Ashkechon mechusa begodim. Very good. You have a pasuk here about tunascha maleim that a kohen is only considered a kohen when he's wearing his begodim. Otherwise, not. But shesuya yayim in olon. How do we know that if a kohen drank wine and now he does the avoida of kabbalah halacha, how do we know he passes the avoida from the first zereshav of chukachuka? Maybe it's only the avoida like zrika that a zaras chayiv misola. But how do we know on the avoidah that a zar is not chayiv misa if the kohen shesuya yain does the avoidah minolon that is mechal the avoidah? Chmurim says, now I'll tell you, ask your chukka chukka in chusa begodim. Now I'll make a gzera shava backwards. That we learned already from the chusa begodim, a special posik that is considered like a zar. That all the avodas he does is mechulal. And it says the word chukka by mechusa begodim.
And it also says the word chukka by shesuyayim. Therefore, learn out from gzera shava, just like by mechusa begodim, it applies to all the dalar avodas. The same thing by Shesuyi Yayin, for Kayin that just drank one, your Vias of Yayin, and he comes to do the Avodah now, but also all the Avodahs are possible. Where's the question? I have a ton or a half deal day? Konost of law. The Tana before just said just the opposite. Before the Tana said that Minayin is Shesuyi Yayin, how do we know Shesuyi Yayin? She does the Avodah is Mechalo, Tamaloy Miyayin, Mesherchol Ahavdu Ben Akkadish Ben Achoyel? Before the Tana is learned out differently. How do we know Shesuyi Yayin is Mechal the Avodah from this Pasuk Lahavdu Mekodesh Ben Achol? And now you're telling me you learn out Shesuyi Yayin from Gzeir Shav of Chukka Chukka from the Chus of the Godim. Kumarins, I'll tell you. Kumarins is Vortono. Kumarins is Konos the Blame. Mekam made like in Gzeir Shav. He only said it like before he had the Gzeir Shav. But now that he has the Gzeir Shav this way, Chukka Chukka will make it this way. But tomorrow, no. V'atona mechusa begodim hu dekoyalo meshesuyi yayin. Who the Bryce before said, how do we know that mechusa begodim is mechal the avodah? We learn it out from shesuyi yayin. Marsh medikulim was said by shesuyi yayin. And now we're coming out the opposite way, that the ikulim is by mechusa begodim, that it applies to all dalar avodahs. And since by begodim it says chukah by shesuyi yayin, we're learning out shesuyi yayin from chukah. Not the way the Tana said before. Some verses like this, talk come. This is what the Tana meant to say. Me nine, how do I know? Shle nech laku, bein mechusa le begodim, vishishu ye yayin, vishle rocha shadayim v'raglayim. How do we know that there's no difference? Now lemaita la locha. Just that there's a psul by mechusa begodim, be any one of the dalar avodos, like we just asked from Sukkim, even by shchita, by kabbalah by locha. If a kohen does it without his begodim, not shchita, shchita is kosher bizarre, but kabbalah v'alocha. If a kohen does it without his begodim, is the psul in the avodah? Does it apply for all the avodahs? The same thing shesuyi yayin, if he drinks wine first, or else if a kohen did not wash his yirocha chedarim v'raglayim, how do we know here also the psul applies even by the kabbalah and the alocha also, not only by zrika that yichayv misuron on this talmud loy mechukka chukka gzeir shava. That's why we need the Gzeir Shava Chukka Chukka to teach us that the psul of Kabbalah and Halacha apply not only by Mechusa Begodim, but even by Shesuyi Yayin and Uadin by Lerochat Yadayim Reglayim. Says the word Chukka Chukka, but all of these to make this Gzeir Shava. Halakhma says, if so, Eli Havdul Amli, says, so what do we need this Pasuk that says by Yayin Veshecher Atesh, O Lehavdul Ben Akkadish Ben Achil? Before we thought the dash, and it means lahavdu ben chus ben achil, meaning that if you drink wine first, so you are mechal the avoida. Now we're learning off from gzeira shava. So what do we need the word lahavdu for? What's the limud for? So Mara says like rav, the rav loimukim amoyrolei. The rav did not appoint an amoyr, an interpreter in front of him. In other words, he did not give a drosho miyoyim etayv lachavet lachavrei from on Yom Tov to the next day. Why Mishum Shichros? Because on Yom Tov, we know you drink wine, on Simchas Yom Tov. Therefore, if they're drinking wine, he did not give a shiur like to Paskin. That's what we learn out from this pasuk. That even for regular Pesach Halacha, you should not give out when you are had Shuya Yayin. The Rashi explains, what does it mean to say Miyom Tov Lechavrei? Means Mishor Sha'ocha V'Shosa. Like from after the time of the Suda. The Yosu Yom Tov Ad Lamochor, Dochi Mash Makro, Yain V'Shecher Al Teish B'Boyachim. When you come into Beis Hamikdash, do not drink wine. And the same thing, V'Chein B'Shor, Sha'atobol Ahavdu Lohiris, Bein Dov V'Kedush L'Dov V'Chil, when you come to give a Psak Halacha, to say a Chilat between the Dov V'Chil and the Kedusha, Al Tiyah Shikras, do not do it when you are Shikra. Now the Gemara is, Akati mihocho nafki, is it true what you're saying? That we learn out mechusa begodim. From over here, mihocho nafki, there's another drosha yet. There's a karach rini. So the question is, what do we need so many psukim for?
The Pasuk says, the Nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Koyin, the Kihunai. So we dash in Lima come to teach us, al-Koyin godol shalovash bigde koyin hedjit, to yovar avidos the psula. That if a koyin godol only wears the full begodim of a koyin hedjit, he has avoided psula. So we have another Pasuk. Rashi says, the Kihuna means, b'shor shumalubash begodov nikra Aaron ha-Koyin. The Shas is wearing his special eight begodim, and then he's called Aaron ha-Koyin. Now when he's wearing the regular big day hedjit. So I have another posik now to say that the kohen is not called the kohen without his begodim. So what do I need the first posik for? So it says like this: im mehos lemif from this posik, from the first posik, mivohoi shalem kuno heavy mukarashi. Yeah, from the first posik, im mehos minan imili avoido demak for kapora. Only an avoido that's makiv the kapora. Avol avoid the blue mark of kapora loy, but an avoid that's not mark of the kapora, there I would have thought to say it's not markiv. And like Rashi explains from the first pasuk, it means the adalat avoidus that a markiv the kapora, but stamp an avoid, let's say of nesinas eish, just puts a fire on the mizbeach, which is only mitzvah bialma, because really the eish came down in Hashemayim, I would have thought to say you do not need the begodim. So Kamashmon, that's the second pasuk over here that says Venosnu Venyaron Akoin Eish. So it says by the parsha of putting Eish on the Mizbeach, even for this we need Aaron Hakoyin, meaning Aaron with his begodim. So teach us he should not do it if he's mechus to begodim. So therefore I need both sukim. One is to teach us that the Dalar Avoidis have to be done likuvo, those Avoidis without begodim, the Naksir Avoidis, Mechal the Korbin. There teaches even when he does the mitzvah, so just on putting fire on the mizbeach, also the kohen has to be with his begotten. Tomorrow still asks, to yakat and meyachan nafka, is this the only post to teach us the psula mechus to begotten? Meyachan nafka, I have another post to get. Now the post says, the oracle of the Aaron HaKohanim, es hanesochim. So the Aaron HaKohanim is going on the bonim, and it's talking about that jaitim over here. It says, they should put the nesochim into pieces of meat, on the Mizbeach. So the Dash Nero, so it says, Loshna ben Aaron HaKohanim, according to the word HaKohanim is extra. Joshua said, the Yoko ben Aaron. What's HaKohanim for? So there's also a Josh here, HaKohanim b'kihunam, that the Dash Nikan l'Kohen Hedjit, Shalavish b'Kohen Godol, to Yobar Avodos Tepsula. That if a Kohen Hedjit puts on 8 begodim, puts on more than he's supposed to, where's the 8 begodim of a Kohen Godol? That has Avodos Tepsula. So for another Pasuk here to say that the Kohanim have to be wearing their own begodim, and that has more or less. So where it says no, Imayosnif on this last Pasuk alone, Havamina, or it's from the first Pasuk, I mean, it's just from the first Pasuk I would have thought to say, Havamina Hanimili Chiser. Only if a Kohen is missing his begodim, he's wearing less than he's supposed to. A regular Kohen Hedjit is not wearing his regular 4, or a Kohen Gadol is only wearing 4, not 8. There is a psul. Ava Yitroloi. But let's say the Kohen is wearing more than he's supposed to. Like here, the Kohen Hedjit is putting on 8 begodim more than he's supposed to. Maybe here there'll be no psul. So Kamashmon, a new pasuk, that even here also there's a psul. That's the kids who need this pasuk also. Therefore, need all the psukim to teach us that the first pasuk teaches us again the Kohen without his begodim is like a czar. But that's only if he's not wearing the begodim. What about if he's wearing too many, more than he's supposed to? I have the second pasuk again to teach us that's also a psul. Yeah, another more says, Tadar Rabbanim. Learned like this. Hoyim Merushalim. Let's say the begodim that the Kohen was wearing, whether it's a Kohen Hedjit or a Kohen Godol, Merushalim means it was too long, and it was dragging along on the ground. Or else Mesulokim. Let's say the clothing was too short, and it was like picked up off the ground. Mesulok is Mesulok. It was too short. Or else Mesuchokim. Let's say they were old, the begodim, like little holy, ruined begodim. Or else, and the Obad Avadosai, and the Kohen does the Avoidu with these type of begodim, the Locher is Kshera, still it's called a Kohen with his begodim, it's called a Kohen, and the Avoidu is Kosher. The Rashi speaks out, the Afagab just says Midei Bad, even though with Ashna Potek says Midei Bad, Shitei Kimidosai, it has to be the right fit, the right size. That's only Mitzvah B'Yalmi, V'Leli Yaakov, it's a Mitzvah like that, the begodim should be a perfect size. But if it's not a perfect start, there's not like Kuba, the begodim is still kosher. What's going to be Lovash Shnei Michnesayim? Let's say the Kohen is wearing 2 underwears. Or else Shnei Avnetim, 2 gartels. or else Chosarachas, he's missing one of his begodim, or else Yesarachas, he has an extra beged on him. Right, so the chiddush here is, Hoysef Aleihem Shum Begadim, and any other beged is wearing, not only if it's two begodim, two michnasayim, or two avnaitim, but let's say he's wearing the regular dollar begodim, and he puts on a stama shirt, a stama jacket, any other beged, it also makes the psul. Or Shahoisaloi Riti, or else he has, let's say, like a band-aid, Al Makas Pesoroi. He has a wound on his hand, Tachas Begodim, and this wound is like underneath the Begodim, like on his sleeves, where he's supposed to be wearing his jacket, or else on by his underpants. So the locker is that the Begodim are supposed to be touching your Bosor, and there should not be a Chatzitz in between the Begad and your Bosor. And here, since you have a band-aid on top of your Bosor, under the clothing, that's the chatzitza. And what she says, Shechitzes ben b'sor lo beged. Tebinen yilvash al b'sor, the pasuk says, that the begodim have to be mamish on top of your b'sor, and not that there should be a chatzitza in between. Or your else, the Gemara says, Shehoyo mitzushtoshin. Let's say the begodim were very dirty,